This is a Reconstructionist radio production. Please visit lessermagistrate.com to read other articles by Matt Chiarella. Breaking the Camel's Back by Matt Chiarella. Written May 14, 2016. Quote, when law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing respect for the law. End quote. Frederick Bastiat, The Law, 1847. I found it refreshing to read and hear the outrage over President Obama's decree that both sexes be allowed in all bathroom and shower rooms. Understand, the federal courts just 3 weeks ago made clear this will be their next tyranny. To force the nation to allow both sexes in bathrooms and shower rooms. This has emboldened Obama because he knows he has the lawless federal judiciary on his side, hence his decree. He wants to be viewed as the leader and pioneer of this so-called, quote, cause celeb civil rights movement, end quote. As the federal judiciary sides with Obama in the coming months, states, government officials, federal, state, county, and local, and citizens will be forced to either submit to such filth or defy the federal courts. That's right, defy the federal courts, something that should have happened decades ago. The injustice of federal judiciary has plagued this nation for decades now. The federal courts are the dispensers of immorality and decadence. Through raw judicial edict, they have made the preborn open game to those who kill for profit, decriminalized sodomy, foistered the perversion of homosexual marriage upon the nation, rewrote Obamacare to impose it upon the populace, opened the floodgates for porn, and redefined the First Amendment. That's just the short list, the extremely short list. More and more people are beginning to realize that this mantra, U.S. Supreme Court opinion, is the, quote, law of the land, end quote, is nothing more than an utter fiction. In fact, recently, 72 prominent legal scholars affixed their names to a statement declaring it an utter fiction. People need to understand that the states were never intended to be mere province of the federal government. They were never intended to be mere implementation centers of immoral and unjust federal law, policy, and court opinion. Every magistrate in America, from the policeman to the president, takes an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. They do not take an oath of subservience to the federal government, nor to the federal judiciary. Therefore, whenever one branch of government begins to play the tyrant, it is incumbent for all other branches, whether federal, state, county, or local, to resist and oppose the branch playing the tyrant, even if the tyrant is the U.S. Supreme Court or the president. This is the doctrine of the lesser magistrate applied. Many understand that the corrupt morals of the citizens can cause a corrupt government, but they must also realize that a corrupt government can corrupt the morals of the citizens. That is what has been happening in America for decades now via the federal judiciary. Governments have shown its propensity to propagate licentiousness through law. Throughout the West, America is no different. Government has invested interest in propagating licentiousness through law. Why? Because they have learned that a more licentious people make for a more easily controlled people politically. When tyranny comes upon a nation, there is something that the tyrant government does that finally causes the people to no longer tolerate the tyranny. It isn't one thing that causes a revolt against their lawlessness. Rather, it is the combined acts of tyranny. Perhaps finally, enough Americans have had enough of federal lawlessness through edict. Perhaps this is the straw that has broken the camel's back. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rules, the people mourn. Proverbs 29:2. This audio version of Breaking the Camel's Back by Matt Chiarella has been produced by Reconstructionist Radio and narrated by Nathan Brackenridge. Please visit lessermagistrate.com to read this article and many more.